Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Ronnie arrived, we played against him against Sporting on our last game of the pre-season. We just travelled from America, and I remember after the game, I think Roy Keane was saying, I think that was one more too much because we were battered, we were finished. But that's our excuse. I felt for John O'Shea because he played on John O'Shea's side, and he was just...
John was a fullback that day?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Ronnie was just outstanding.
Wait, did you know anything about him before you played that game?
No.
It's just end of pre-season. We've got a game against Sporting Lisbon.
Yeah, there's a new stadium that I think they just opened.
Okay.
And
building towards the Euro champs.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Even watching him while playing against you, he was just step over, cutting inside, both feet, just...
A little bit Johannesburg.
Yeah, and that was his mentality at the beginning. He just wanted to embarrass people. I remember when he arrived there, he was happy just killing players in games, in training. At the beginning, he just wanted to make sure he's going to destroy whoever was in his way and enjoy that. He enjoyed that challenge. But for me, the thing that made Ronaldo so special was his mentality, his attitude, that self-belief.
You've always said that they love that mentality. But when you first meet somebody who says, I am the best, I want to be the best, does that automatically click with you? Did it automatically click with everybody? Because again, I know there were people in that United environment mm-hmm. who wouldn't have warmed to that initially.
There must have been a few players, definitely, but you could see it in training. But I enjoyed my time with Ronaldo because, first of all, the language, because he came to me because I spoke Spanish. So he would speak to me in Portuguese, so I would translate for him. And if he needed help, I would kind of explain what he wanted. Mm-hmm. And if they needed to tell Ronaldo something, they would speak to me, and that's how we end up having a great relationship. But I think in that environment, because he was showing it on the pitch and in the games, there wasn't much players could say to him at the end. Yes, he wasn't, that the end product wasn't there yet, but what he was showing, everyone could see, this is ridiculous, he's unbelievable natural talent. He was beating people at ease, but at the same time he came with the confidence that he's telling people he wants to be the best. But until he brought that end product, there was friction. There was friction because people wanted the ball at a certain time. And
football environments can be rough and demanding. And there's a lot of digging.
He got it every day.
That's my point.
He got it every day in training because when Ronaldo arrived, he was doing all the fancy stuff. Not fancy stuff, I like to say skill, because he had the amazing ability. He was doing, beating people, going by. And it was beautiful to watch. But then at times, obviously, players are clever. This is the high level, so they would just push you a nudge of the ball. And people would laugh, and like we would tease him after, you got the weights. And this would eat him. Oh my goodness. This would drive him absolutely mad. We would tease him, saying, David Beckham's jersey is still there, so you're just borrowing the jersey. You know, that spot. This would infuriate him. He was like, no, I'm the best.
but he would go and do something about it.
He would go and train his socks off. Oh my goodness. That's why I say to young players now, when I have the opportunity to speak to them, if you want to be anywhere near Ronaldo, you have to live for football, eat football, sleep football. This guy was, you know, he was doing that every single day. Came into the training. After training, I was fortunate to see it. He put on the ankle weights and do the step overs, take off the ankle weights. Again, free kicks, sprinting, go to the gym, get stronger. And then you could see it a few weeks.
You see the difference?
He was getting stronger, he was making more confident. People would be, and he was enjoying it. He was like, yeah, no one pushed me off the ball. And he got stronger. He never wanted for us to tease him again about someone pushing him off the ball.
When he was learning from those people, you, but Keane and Neville and Scholes and Giggs and Ferguson, you know, could there really have been a better environment for this guy who wanted to soak up all the hostias? And then it went again and go, right, I'm going to change that. They'll never do that to me.
He got the best environment. He was so fortunate, the timing and the blessing he had, because the manager had the patience and the vision to keep playing him, because the manager knew the potential and could see the desire. And that's what sets him apart from all the young, talented players. You could see the desire in Ronnie. Ronnie got a couple of times in training, people would go through him. And he was like, he figured it out. Like, I had to be quicker, to be stronger. Because obviously the couple of times when he arrived, he was diving a bit, and quickly had to understand, we don't do that here.
Mm.
You get up. We don't dive over unless you just show your strength. And he learned that in that environment.
So he wasn't told it. He just saw it, or people might have told him.
I think someone's manager probably spoke to him, but the few players definitely made sure they let him know without speaking to him, which means you get a couple of tackles in training and quickly realise that I need to be quicker here. I need to think quicker. I need to be stronger. I don't want to be pushed off the ball.
But as you've enjoyed the rest of his career, do you find it easier? Because some people, in my opinion, don't appreciate what we've been seeing, because they don't like plucked eyebrows or they don't like the preening or his goal celebration. Mm-hmm. What occurs to me over and over again, maybe because I'm a little bit older, maybe because I've got a little bit of common sense, waking up.
Yeah.
In our working lifetime, we might not see this again.
Ronaldo, what people see from the outside is, it's a show. When you speak to Ronaldo like this, like we do now, it's a different human being.
Thank you. Can I offer what I think? Bright, often very witty.
Yeah.
You know, definitely a funny guy, but a big working brain in there, no?
Amazing human being. Does a lot of things, good things in the quiet that probably people don't know about. But doesn't probably want people to know that he does good things. But amazing mother, family, sister, brother. Good family people. Funny guy. Oh my goodness.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.